turtle jizz.
Yeah, but her son was the guy who baked crap in an oven.
Right. There's a lot of shit stuff going on.
There's a lot of shit just out in the yard from, you know, all the animals.
You know who I like, if I can switch to politics from Mike Walker? I like that that guy, Senator Lieberman in Connecticut, is getting his balls busted. Do you know what's going on in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of good stuff going on.
It's pretty cool. Lieberman's been a big proponent of the war in Iraq.
How did you get your balls?
Been backing Bush and all that kind of stuff. So all the, you know, all the Democrats in Connecticut are like, you know what? Lieberman's looking a little too Republican for us with all his religious ranting and all of his, like, you know, morality crap. And
in fact, at one point, the president, walking up the aisle from one of his State of the Union addresses or something, kissed Lieberman.
Yeah, they made out.
Yeah.
So I think Democrats in Connecticut have had enough of him, so there's a primary going on. So they put up this unknown guy, and his only issue is, I'm against the war in Iraq. And guess what? He's ahead by 4 points in the poll. He's going to be the Democratic nominee.
And guess what? Lieberman is fighting a little dirty. He keeps telling everybody, the guy's rich.
Yeah, he's rich.
Like, that's a bad thing.
Why is that bad that he's rich?
Isn't Bush rich?
Yeah, Bush is rich.
Yeah, he's Bush rich. And everybody else rich.
I'll bet you Lieberman's rich.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, they're all rich.
Right. I guess there's degrees of rich.
Well, definitely, but I
you
mean,
know,
come on.
They were, yeah, this weekend it was like, oh, the guy finally released a tax return, and Lieberman's like, yeah, well, he's not being completely open about it because he won't release his other tax returns.
What did you need to be rich to be to go into the Senate, quite frankly? I mean, think about it.
Well, Lieberman's saying he's buying the election.
All right, they're saying that when push comes to shove, that this guy can go toe-to-toe and just buy commercials every day against Lieberman and never run out of money.
Who are you going to vote for, Gary? You're up in Connecticut.
I'm going to vote for Lamont. I don't like Lieberman because Lieberman was way against us. He was all about the censorship and that we should be taken off the air and all that crap.
In fact, it was him who was with William Bennett when they used to have that little, what are they, the Golden Pig Award or some stupid award they used to give out.
Lieberman. TBS, by virtue of these two decisions this year, has become as much a standard shredder as a standard setter. The network that once gave us Edward R. Murrow and Jack Benny and has more recently given us Dan Rather and Dr. Quinn chose this year to dump Dr. Death and Dr. Depravity into the public square and into our homes. It was, after all, Howard Stern who proudly predicted back in April, as Bill said, that his show would bring television standards to an all-time low. He could not have anticipated that the great 60 Minutes would follow him in that direction with its misguided decision to air the videotape of Dr. Kevorkian killing Thomas Yauch on its November 22nd broadcast.
What's any of that got to do with running this country? Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm surprised.
Like, no one cares if you're a United States senator what television you approve of or not. No offense.
We can handle the TV. Yeah.
That ain't Kansas. Connecticut's pretty sophisticated, dude. They're not going to fall for that rap.
I'm surprised Bill Bennett could tear himself away from a slot machine long enough to make a speech.
Well, trust me, he made it from the slot machine. Yeah. They were actually standing next to him while he was pulling the lever while he was bad-mouthing me.
I bet after the last election, Lieberman was probably like, and maybe some of his advisors, the only kind of Democrat that's going to get elected is one that acts Republican. But that's backfired on him now because clearly,
they wanted a Democrat.
Because he wanted to, remember, he ran for vice president with Al Gore, and, you know, he was going to be conservative. Plus, he's a Jewish guy, so to appeal to all those yahoos, he had to look like he was more of a religious nut than even George Bush.
Definitely. You know, but I mean, now, since the election, you know, people are, you know, a lot of people are seeing the war was probably a bad idea, and Bush's approval rating is low, so this Lieberman move might be badly timed.
Well, you certainly have to admit the president, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you got to admit the president's been running the war horribly.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is that Lieberman's there his biggest cheerleader. You ought to put on a dress and fucking jump up and down. So now the people in Connecticut are going, you know what, we don't care. We're going to vote for this other guy and get rid of you. But the sad part is Lieberman's going to run as an independent, and then the Republican, most Republicans are going to vote for Lieberman, and he's going to win anyway.
Well, I don't know. There is a Republican candidate.
I know, but
and
the Republicans love Lieberman.
Really? You think that they'll all go? They won't even vote for a real Republican? They'll vote for Lieberman?
Yeah, because they're moderate Republicans over there in Connecticut. So it's a whole big friggin'
Because actually the Republicans are looking for a better Republican to run. The one they have running against Lieberman right now isn't all that good looking.
Yeah. You need a better looking Republican.
I meant, you know, he had to announce that, yeah, he had a couple of bad gambling debts that he didn't pay.
Oh, really?
Junk like that.
I meant the Lieberman's so hot, you got to find another Brad Pitt. So anyway, I just dig that Connecticut is screwing around with this guy, and it's not a lock firm.